So what are you doing?
You don't know?
So what happened?
What stuff?
So it's actually been right. Pain in the butt.
What happened is I told Shelly I couldn't work today. She forgot about it and blamed it on me. Apparently it didn't happen. It's my word against hers. So she's obviously right. Never happened. It's all in my head.
It sounds to me that she's giving you a hard time to get you out before you turn 20.
Well, there's been half an hour to go.
You need to stick it to her and then leave. Just tell her how it is and then bugger off. Just say,
I don't want to leave on a bad note.
No, I've got to leave on a bad note.
Why not? What is she... Oh, my God, I keep telling you girls these things.
You got nothing to gain by telling someone to fuck off and walking out.
What you got?
Where's that going to get you? It'll go all around town.
Who gives a shit?
It's a small community. You don't do that.
In my opinion, I really couldn't give a shit.
And the reason I haven't walked out yet, Dan, is because I haven't got another job and I don't want anyone to have to ask anyone to support me.
Just go in and say to her what she's saying, the things she's saying to you are very hurtful and you can't take it anymore.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have to take it anymore.
No, you just say that.
So you're going in tomorrow? I was thinking I should probably call it tonight and say, look, I'm not going to come in. So you can organise someone to work my shifts.
Are you quitting?
Well, that's what I want to do.
Just do it, Hannah.
No, but I don't want Mum and Dad to have to support me.
But you don't. That means you have more time in your hands to go and apply for jobs.
Which probably ends up better anyway.
Yeah. Just go with
And then you'd be less stressed out. You don't have to worry about that.
Go with your gut feeling. If you don't want to, if you feel you can't go in there anymore.
Do you really want to go in tomorrow and have her abuse you again?
Oh, I know that. Well, she said that she needs to talk to me, so I'm just going to go in there. Even if I do still work, it's going to be miserable anyway. And Andrea, when she was on the phone to me, she sounded like a real, not very nice at all. So she's obviously not happy with me either.
Oh, she's going to go with whatever she
wants. Yeah, of course she is. Have a few words to say to her as well. Keep your mouth shut.
You're casual. You have no obligation to her. Right. Just call her up tonight and just tell her how it is. Don't stop her around.
For the fact that I was arguing with her and answering back, she took it quite well. Surprisingly, because like usually if you answer back, you talk back, she gets really cranky. But she was not reasonable, but she was listening to me.
Unless you want to sleep on it and see how you feel in the morning.
Well, I've been feeling.
What's that?
It's a recorder. It's a recording us. Anyway, I've been wanting to do it for how long now, but I just haven't done it because I don't have another job to go to. And I don't want to have to rely on someone else.
Yeah.
But I mean. But you might give me more time to look for a job and I'll be able to get a job.
Oh, you'll be more
You'll be less stressed and, you don't need to be trying to look for another job and then juggle
a job
that's making you miserable at the same time and then doing uni as well. It's just too much. That's too much.
Well, apparently we've been... Not so much you anymore because you're not there, but we've been not doing our job right. And she said, I haven't been there for the past... 3 weeks. I've been there for 5 hours a week, and she said, "Well, it's not just these weeks." I said, "Well, don't blame it on me because I haven't been there."
Well, the day we went in, it was pretty pathetic. The other girls, weren't they?
Sophie doesn't know what she's doing.
I don't think she realised that Robin girl has
everywhere. I mean, it takes a lot to figure out how to carry coffees. It's hard, but
yeah. But whoever made
Mariana made the coffee with that much froth on the latte, so that was even. That's not very nice.
I'd say he's possibly being given advice to
It'd be Maria and Heidi being on it, if that's the case.
Yeah, but that's still no reason for her act this way. She's
She could have just said, "Look, I don't really want to be paying you a 20-year-old wages, so you might need to find another job."
Yeah, I know, but she doesn't know how to deal with things properly. She doesn't know how to deal with
it. It sounds like she's just so stressed, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Just call her up tonight. That's my honest opinion, is call her up tonight and tell her what's wrong.
But then I'm just thinking, should I go and talk to her tomorrow?